Good morning. I'm Graham Pascoe, here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. In today's program, in the first part of the program, you'll hear from artists such as Nat King Cole, you'll hear The Weavers, Linda Ronstadt, Joe Stafford, Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones will sing a delightful duet from Oklahoma, and then the Ames Brothers and the Four Aces. That'll all be in the first part of the program, and in the second half of the program, I'll play a recording by my singer of renown for this week. Today is the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Paul Williams in 1915. He's a Grammy and Academy Award winner, and my first selection is one written by Paul Williams.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me
Carpenters sang Rainy Days and Mondays, written by Paul Williams and Roger Nichols. In 1974, a stage production called The Good Companions opened in London, and my next selection is a song which Johnny Mercer and Andre Previn wrote for that show.
May I have the pleasure love your company.
Sure, where are we going?
As we trip the light, fantastic we call life. If I can have the pleasure of your company, I'll be a Robbie Burns to your Will Fire.
I want to be Artie Lauder.
You got it.
All boiled beans. By that I mean we'll find a bar on which to lean. Becoming at increasing speed, fast friends indeed.
Permanent.
So may I have the pleasure of your company, to tag along wherever fate may lead. May I have the pleasure of your company.
I'm with you all the way.
On this crazy quilt adventure we call life. If we can have the pleasure of their company, we'll treat the bonny lassies like a wife.
The little darlings. Oh boy, oh bean. By that I mean you have a pal on whom to lean.
In your hour of need, a friend indeed. So may I have the pleasure of your company, to tag along wherever fate may lead. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with a lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that I love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
See here, Jock.
Hey, Sandy.
That's the 15th ball you've hit out of bounds on this hole.
I know, and they're all new ones, and they're mighty expensive, too.
Then why don't you use old ones?
I've never had any.
Say, Jock, where have you been lately?
I've been hunting in Africa.
Africa? What have you been shooting there?
Yours.
Yours? What's yours?
I'll have whiskey and soda.
You see, he did it again.
May I have the pleasure of your company on this crazy misadventure we call life.
Oh, don't call it that, Bing. If I can have the pleasure of your company, I'll still be Robbie Burns to your Will Fight.
How about Spike Milligan and Harry Seacombe?
Great.
Old boy, old bean, by that you mean we'll find a bar on which to lean. Becoming at increasing speed, old drunks indeed.
So may I have the pleasure of your company,
along with Jimmy Barton,
to tag along wherever.
Crosby and Johnny Mercer sang some very clever lyrics, which Johnny Mercer wrote for The Pleasure of Your Company in 1974. Mitchell Parrish was a very successful American songwriter, particularly writing lyrics for songs which other people composed. Mitchell Parrish wrote the lyrics for the next two songs you'll hear.
As happy as a baby boy, boy-de-doy, with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because then my baby smiles. Oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Ho, ho. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Ho, ho, ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. Oh, I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
with lyrics by Mitchell Parish, and the singer was Nat King Cole. The Weavers had a hit in 1950 with Jenna, Jenna, Jenna. Do you remember?
Jenna, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Jenna, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Jenna, Jenna, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Dawn will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square.
Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsenna, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tsenna, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tsenna, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tsenna, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square?
Dancing, dancing, dancing with the tenor. Tenor, 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 tenor
The orchestra of Gordon Jenkins accompanied the Weavers in that recording of Zena, Zena, Zena. My next two selections are introduced in motion pictures, one in 1929 and the other in 1945.
Tears in my eyes telling you, am I blue? You would be too if each plan with your man just fell through. Was a time we'll
Out of This World, the title song of a 1945 motion picture written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen, sung by Joe Stafford with the orchestra of Paul Weston. There'll be another Joe Stafford recording fairly soon in my program. It was preceded by Am I Blue? Linda Ronstadt sang it in 1986 with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, but the song had been written for a motion picture in 1929 titled On With The Show. Harry Axt and Grant Clark wrote Am I Blue? I don't play recordings of songs written by American songwriters very often, but here's one of them. Mexican songwriter Lorenzo Barsalata, sung by the British singer Chick Henderson with the orchestra of Joe Loss in 1942. For me, one of the most enjoyable of the many motion pictures which starred Judy Garland was Meet Me in St. Louis. Australians had the first opportunity to see that film in July of 1945, and I've selected two songs from Meet Me in St. Louis for the program today.
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, for I dream of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist. No matter how much I persist, so it's clear to see there's no hope for me. Though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her. So I can't ignore her. The girl next door.
Find a jolly hour on the trolley and lost her heart instead.
With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men.
She started to yen, so she counted to ten, then she counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake.
Bump, bump, bump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop
went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were planned,
he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine
to the end of the line. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.
That was Joe Stafford with Paul Weston's orchestra, the trolley song from Meet Me in St. Louis. In the film, it was sung by Judy Garland, and she also sang The Boy Next Door in that film. Of course, when Sinatra made the recording that I played for you with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, he sang it as The Girl Next Door. Both songs written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the acclaimed songwriter Oscar Hammerstein II, born in July of 1895. I've decided to include some songs for which the lyrics were written by Oscar Hammerstein II, a couple with whom he collaborated with Jerome Kern on Showboat, and then his major collaborator later in his life was Richard Rodgers, so I've included a song from Oklahoma written by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Who cares if my boat goes upstream? Or if the gale bids me go with the river's flow, I drift along with my fancy. Sometimes I thank my lucky stars, my heart is free. Other times I wonder, where's the mate for me?
How do you do? Are you an actress?
Oh, no, but I'd give anything if I could be.
Why?
Well, because you can make believe so many wonderful things that never happen in real life.
Well, if you like to make believe one thing, why can't we make believe we know each other?
Songwriters Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote the score for Showboat in the 1920s, and you just heard two songs from Showboat, sung by Catherine Grayson and Tony Martin. And in 1943, Oscar Hammerstein collaborated for the first time with composer Richard Rodgers, and they wrote the score for Oklahoma. I'd like to play the title song from that show for you right now.
They couldn't pick a better time to start in life.
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
Brand new state.
Gonna treat you great.
Gonna give you barley, carrots and potatoes,
pasture for the cattle,
spinach and tomatoes,
flowers on the prairie where the June bugs zoom, plenty of air and plenty of room,
plenty of room to swing a rope,
plenty of heart and plenty of hope.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, I admire we ain't, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, Oklahoma, where the wind and wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote the music for Oklahoma in 1943. It was a smash hit on Broadway. It ran for more than 2,000 performances. And in 1955, a CinemaScape movie was made of Oklahoma. And from the movie, you just heard Gordon McRae and Shirley Joan sing the title song.
Goodbye, little darling, we're parting. Our love has only been a lie. You've found someone new, there's nothing left to do. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, I'm leaving. Kiss me one tender last goodbye. I found out today I'm only in your way. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, I'll miss you. just like the stars would miss the skies. Though we have to part, you'll always have my heart. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, we're parting. Our love has only been a lie. You found someone new, there's nothing left to do. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, little darling, goodbye. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, little darling, goodbye, introduced by Gene Autry, but sung in that recording by Bing Crosby with the orchestra of John Scott Trotter. That was Graham Bell's jazz band with the leading trumpeter, probably Bob Bernard, in that recording of Margie. Written in 1920 by Russell Robinson, Benny Davis and Con Conrad. And I would expect that that recording by Graham Bell's band was made in the 1960s. Can't be sure about that.
you, you. I'm in love with you, you, you. I could be so true, true, true to someone like you, you, you. Do, do, do what you ought to do, do, do. Take me in your arms, please do. Let me cling to you, you, you. We were meant for each other. You say you love me too.
Record by the Ames Brothers topped our hit parades in 1953. The song was written by Robert Mellon and Lothar Elias.